Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I've got something I want to give to us here tonight. And maybe this is just for one person. I don't know. But if I can just reach one person here tonight, I'll feel like I've been a success. And I'm going to do my best to do that. Amen. I wonder how we know that we're supposed to have preaching. How do we know that we're supposed to have preaching? I was looking in my office tonight, and somebody gave this in the offering, and we didn't deposit it because it's worth more than it says it's worth. It says it's worth a dollar, but that's solid silver. It's a silver dollar from 1982 or 83, 84, somewhere in there. I wonder tonight, are you good at flipping coins? No, are you good at flipping coins? You know, where you go like that? You ever done that? Let's see if I'm supposed to preach tonight. Heads, I preach. Tails, I don't preach. Tails, I don't preach. We don't like you. Are you good at doing this? Can you do it? No? Can you do it, Garrett? Heads, I preach. Tails, I don't preach. What is it? Tails. Brother Charlie, you're the wise man over here. Heads, I preach. Tails, I don't preach. Heads, I'm supposed to preach tonight. Well, praise the Lord. Are you ready? Because I'm going to preach. Amen. I'm going to preach about the lot tonight. Proverbs chapter 16 and verse 33, and then we're going to go to Proverbs chapter 18 and verse 18. Proverbs chapter 16, I'm sorry, chapter 16, verse 33. And then Proverbs 18 and 18. Somebody said amen when you get there. Amen. All right. Proverbs 16:33. The lot is cast into the lap, but the whole disposing thereof is of the Lord. Amen. Proverbs 18 and 18. The lot causeth contentions to cease and parteth between the mighty. Amen. Heads, you go to the right. Tails, I go to the left. That's exactly what that's writing about in Scripture right there. We're going to talk about it here tonight because we need to understand the will of God and what God is doing in our day today. Amen. I just want to preach about the lot tonight. Let's pray. Let's ask for the help of the Lord. Father, we thank you for your word tonight. We ask you to open our hearts and our minds to the word of God. And we thank you for it. We give you praise for it. Lord, we get instruction and direction, a solid foundation to stand upon by the word of God. We give you thanks for it. We give you praise for it tonight in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you. You can be seated. And as I begin to look at this in the scriptures, I found that the lot or the casting of lots in the Old Testament was used extensively, probably somewhere in the neighborhood of 40 different references to the casting of lots in the Old Testament. And the lot was like a set of stones, and those stones would have marks upon them, and they were thrown into the lap. In other words, if they had a garment such as this, they would hold it out and they would cast it into the lap. They would cast it into that garment, and whatever it said is the direction that they would go. And heads, it's for you. Tails, it's for me, so to speak. And it's spoken of here in Proverbs as being of the Lord every time. Proverbs 16:33, we read it tonight. The lot is cast into the lap, and the whole disposing thereof is of the Lord. And so God instituted this somewhere. It's not exactly given to us in Scripture the exact time, but the Lord himself actually spoke of casting of lots, and spoken, of course, here in Proverbs, and in other areas as well. This takes faith to accept, because tonight we don't believe in chance. And somebody said amen. Amen. And we don't believe in gambling tonight. Amen. We don't play the lottery, because it's gambling, and it is not the way we're supposed to make our money. Amen. The way we make our money is we work for our money. Praise God. And some would say that this is a method of chance, but it's not chance. I believe tonight that God is in my life, and I believe you need to believe that God is in your life, and that he is leading your life in the right direction. It says in the book of Ruth that it was her hap to light upon a certain field, and it was there that she began to glean. And that word hap means happen chance. It just happened chanced that she ended up in a field. But the Jews do not believe that the word hap is a kosher word. They believe that there is no such thing as happen chance, but that God is involved in the affairs of men. Amen. He really wouldn't be God if he created chaos. Amen. But God created order. It is man that has brought disorder. It is man that has destroyed things that God has established, not destroyed them, but tried to change them, because you can't do anything against the ways of God. And what Israel and what the individuals in Israel had come to, and they had come to this as a nation, was that God was involved in this, and they put their total, complete faith and trust in it. And just say tonight, I really want to preach to the young people, and my intention tonight was to preach to the young people, and the rest of you can listen in, all right? Because I want to talk to these young men on the front row and the young ladies that are here tonight, because it is so easy for us to forget that God is in our life and that God wants to do a wonderful work in our lives. And trusting in the Lord becomes something, I believe, that includes every day. Every day that we get up, every day that we go through our job or your school, whatever it is, the Bible says, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. And so if God made this day, I need to be happy that he let me live another day in this day. Amen. And there is the will of God for this day. We're getting to the close of this day. And so in the morning, we need to say, Lord, this is the day that you have made. I'm going to take what is given to me today. I'm going to take that which has been dealt out to me, and I'm going to do the very best with it that I can. There's not a one of us here this morning, or this evening rather, praise the Lord, there's not a one of us here today that can choose what tomorrow is going to bring. There's not a one of us that understands what the headlines will be tomorrow or what is going to happen in our world. We have an idea what is about to happen, but how many times have we said this is about to happen and it never happened, and something totally, completely different took place? And so none of us knows what tomorrow is going to bring. Not even the weatherman knows what tomorrow is going to bring. Amen. When the big F5 tornado went through Oklahoma City, that very morning they said it's going to be hot and humid. Not much chance of thunderstorms today, just an ordinary day. And before it was over with, there was a one-mile-wide tornado that was so powerful that in some places it literally plowed the ground up. And there were lives that were lost, and much destruction took place in that tornado. And we don't know what tomorrow is going to hold, but tomorrow's going to hold something. There will be something that will come tomorrow, and we need to be prepared in our mind for it, and we need to understand that if God be for me, who can be against me? Amen. That all the promises of God in Him are yea and amen. But then to temper that, we need to understand that we should go and sow our seed, as the Bible says, because you don't know if this one will prosper, or if this one will prosper, or if they both will prosper, or if neither will prosper. Amen. We don't have control over the crops. We don't have control over the weather. We don't have control over our day in that respect, but we do have a God that has control over everything. Amen. And it is God that deals to us each day, and it is God that gives to us each day. God gave me my breath today. He gave you your breath today. He gave you whatever it was that you had to deal with today. Amen. And it comes from the Lord. The Bible says, who is it that makes you to differ from anybody else? Amen. Did you get anything that you have not received from someone else? Amen. And so what we are living out and fleshing out in this life is, how do we deal with the things that are given to us? You say, no, it wasn't given to me. I bought it with my hard-earned money. Who gave you the strength to go and earn that money? Who gave you the mental capacity to go and work on a job? Who gave you the job? Who paid you the money for your work and your labor and so on and so forth? Amen. Who made you the color you are? Who made you the height you are? Who made you with the intelligence level? Who gave you your personality? If we will look at our lives, we'll understand that God has given us everything that we have. Amen. He formed us in the womb. He knew us before we were born, and He knew our name before we were born. He's written out a plan for our life. Somebody said amen. God's written a plan out for your life tonight, young person. And that's not just a cliche that the pastor uses, but it is the absolute truth. There is great potential in every one of these young people that are here tonight. Amen. There is great potential for your future. And you may look at what's going on in your life right now and say, I don't see much potential. But what you've got to get used to doing is seeing, amen, that God has given you what you have, amen, so that you can take it and make it better than what it was when He gave it to you. Well, praise the Lord. The Lot in the Old Testament story of Joshua gives us a complicated dividing of the land by casting of lots. In Joshua chapter 15, I'm going to read you something real boring here, so don't anybody fall asleep, all right? But understand, well, let's just read the first four verses here. Then was the lot of the tribe of the children of Judah by their families, this then was the lot, even to the border of Edom, the wilderness of Zin, southward toward the uttermost part of the south coast. And their south border was from the shore of the salt sea, from the bay that looketh southward, and it went out to the southward side to whatever that name is, and passed along to Zin, and ascended up on the south side of Kadesh Barnea, and passed along to Hezron, and went up to Adar, and fetched a compass to Karkah. From thence it passed towards Asmon, and went out to the river of Egypt, and the goings out of that coast were at the sea. This shall be your coast. That's only four verses. But if you please tonight, what we're actually reading is a legal description of a piece of property. That's what that is. And the Lord gave this legal description to Moses. Now, if you really want to get complicated, I could probably put some of you to sleep here tonight. If you would read the rest of that chapter, don't do it tonight. Read it when you get home. You'll go to sleep real quickly. I think there's 63 or 64 verses in this particular chapter that just deals with that one particular piece of property. And God said, this is the legal description of this property. And somebody's going to get this. Moses, this is the legal description of this property. This over here is a legal description of this property. And he divided the land up into 12 different segments for an inheritance to the children of Israel. And then the Lord spoke to them and said, you're going to divide the land by lots. When I first read that, I thought, well, you know, in Augusta, we have lots, lot A, lot B, lot C, or whatever it is, and a house is placed upon that lot, that it's already subdivided and then so on and so forth. Well, there were lots in that respect, but the lot that he was talking about was the casting of lots. All of the land of Israel was actually divided up by the casting of lots. They trusted in God, they trusted in the will of God, and they were willing to accept whatever the Lord dealt out to them. They were willing to take it and live there and be happy and raise their families and make their inheritance for their children. And in those days, if you had a family farm, it stayed in your family forever. Amen. There was no selling the family farm. You didn't sell your inheritance. You hung on to it. And it went from you to your children to your grandchildren and so on and so forth. And so they understood that this was a very serious moment. How are we going to divide this land up? Amen. This is just the beginning of that legal description. 63 verses it took to write. And they began to cast lots. And as they began to cast lots, the tribe of Benjamin was eliminated. And then another tribe was eliminated. And another tribe was eliminated. And then the lot fell upon Judah. And this is just that one chapter. If you go to the next chapter, it begins to deal with the next lot. And who that one was divided up by lots, by the casting of lots. And they divided their property that way, and they went their way. There was no dispute. Think about this here tonight. Some of their land was very barren. I read some of the descriptions here of the property that Judah inherited, and some of it went down to the Salt Sea. And the Salt Sea, of course, is the Dead Sea. We know it today as the Dead Sea. And I've been there, and it's a very barren land, hills and rocks and dust and dirt. And you can smell the Dead Sea for miles before you even get there. It is so toxic and so full of brine and salt and all of that. If you ever get an opportunity to go there, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. There were other inheritances that the Lord gave to other tribes. And in other instances, we could look and see that their coast fell upon the Mediterranean Sea. I've been there on the Mediterranean Sea, and it's beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful. The Mediterranean, the Blue Sea, and all of the Mediterranean style homes that are built right on the sea. I've got a picture somewhere in my archives of a hole like a window in a stone wall, and you can look out through the sea, and I took a picture through that hole in the wall, and oh my, such beautiful scenery, beautiful hills, lush and green. And if you go to the area where there is Jerusalem, and then in Judea, and in those particular areas, some of those areas, as somebody's already said, is really the cradle of civilization. Beautiful land. And so how would you divide up the land if you were the leader and you said, you're going to have this property? And they would say, well, why are you telling me I've got to live down by the Salt Sea when this guy gets to go over and live by the Mediterranean Sea? Why do I get this barren land and you get the lush and the green land? And so the Lord in his wisdom understood that the casting of lots was the only way to really do this. and to put it into the hand of God. And there was no dispute about their inheritance. We don't read that there was any disputing of this, but when they flipped the coin, if you please, and it came down to the end result, they said, "This is of the Lord. Thank you. We'll take our inheritance and we'll do something with what God has given to us." Amen. The casting of lots was even more important, I guess, at least for one element here. Leviticus 16 and verse 8. In one of the deals where they had to deal with sin, there was what was called a scapegoat. You've heard of a scapegoat. That's somebody that takes a hit for somebody else. That's somebody else that gets in trouble for what somebody else has done. They're called a scapegoat. And that's a biblical term here. The scapegoat, there were two goats that were picked, and one was a representation of the sins of Israel, and that was the scapegoat. And the other goat was the one that was sacrificed. He was killed and sacrificed. Well, how do we pick which goat we're going to use? They cast lots. And it's recorded here in Leviticus 16 and 8. "And Aaron shall cast lots for the two goats, one lot for the Lord and the other lot for the scapegoat." And so in their worship and in their dealing with sin, this is Old Testament now, they cast lots. Amen. Joshua chapter 7 and verse 16. We find that the casting of lots was used for those that had broken the law. And Joshua 7, 16. "So Joshua rose up early in the morning," and this is when they could not take the city of Ai, and there was sin in the camp, and they had to find out where the sin was. "Joshua rose up early in the morning and brought Israel by their tribes, and the tribe of Judah was taken." And so there we have it again. All the 12 leaders of all of the tribes, and they began to cast lots. And when it came down to the last lot, Judah was taken. And so then they brought all of the heads of the families of Judah. Let's read on. "And he brought the family of Judah, and he took the family of the Zerahites." And so there was a particular family that it came down to in the casting of lots. "And he brought the family of the Zerahites, man by man, and Zabdi was taken. And he brought his household, man by man, and Achan, the son of Carmi, the son of Zabdi, the son of Zerah, of the tribe of Judah, was taken. And Joshua said unto Achan, 'My son, I pray thee, glory to the Lord God of Israel, and make confession unto him, and tell me now what thou hast done. Hide it not from me.'" He was the exact person who had sinned, and it was through the casting of the lots that Achan and his sin was revealed. Amen. God used this. There was no political situation here. There was nothing involved in man, but it was a method by which they took what they had before them, and they dealt with their particular situations. It was regarded as from the Lord, and it was used by the Lord, obviously. Even the disciples of Jesus understood it in Acts chapter 1 and 26. Now remember, this was before the day of Pentecost, and I've got to make sure that you understand this. Acts chapter 1 and 26, "And they drew lots for them, and the lot fell to Matthias, and he was numbered with the 11 apostles." Amen. His name is going to be recorded in the foundation of the New Jerusalem because they cast lots and his name came up. Amen. This was not gambling. This was not happen chance. But they understood that when they put their trust in this Old Testament method of finding dealing with their particular situation, that it was of the Lord. Amen. And of course, this was before Pentecost and before the infilling of the Holy Ghost. And of course, the casting of lots was also used in a bad way or in bad ways. And there was bad results, of course. I'll look at that here in just a moment. But whatever time period we're in, whether it is the law of the Old Testament or grace as where we are today, we only have, folks, what we've been given to work with. That's all we have. Amen. And in this day, in the Old Testament, it was the casting of lots. And God could have spoken to Moses, and God could have said, give this inheritance to Judah, give this one here, give this one here. But God chose to take it out of his hand and to let the will of God come through the hand of men. Amen. Through the casting of lots, a man would have to cast it. A man would have to pick this one out. It would have to be the work of man that God would go through. Amen. And the details were given into the hand of something beyond their control. It was not fate. It was God. Amen. It was not gambling. It was God. And God had put his smile upon it in the Old Testament. Amen. Joseph said in Genesis 45 and 8, so now it was not you that sent me hither, but God. And he hath made me a father to Pharaoh and lord of all his house and a ruler throughout the land of Egypt. Amen. They had an understanding that God was the one that dealt to me what I have here. Amen. It was God that did this. It wasn't you that did this. It was God that did it through you. Praise the Lord. And that ought to excite us here tonight, because the Lord has called each and every one of us to be a blessing to somebody else. Amen. He has called us to be used, if you please, to share the word of God and to let somebody else know how great our God is. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. And if it was different, if it was the ruler or the magistrate or the governor or whoever it was that dealt out the decision, then man would be able to say it was politically motivated, or they didn't like me, and that's the way it was. Oh, friend, I'm telling you what, there's a better way of living your life than living your life under the hand of fate. Amen. In the book of Esther, you know the story of Esther, where wicked Haman came and tried to destroy the Jews. Esther 3 and 7, it says, in the first month, that is the month of Nisan, in the 12th year of King Ahasuerus, they cast pur, that is the lot, before Haman from day to day and from month to month to the 12th month, that is the month Adar. And so he began to live his life based upon the casting of lots. Amen. Should I preach? Shouldn't preach? Should I do this? Shouldn't I do this? Oh, friend, I'm telling you what, it was not a gambling situation with them, but it was an understanding that when they got involved in this, the Lord was in this. Are y'all with me here tonight? Praise the Lord. And so we know what the end fate of was of wicked Haman. He ended up on his own gallows. Amen. And so when the scripture there in Joshua we read, when Judah had to take her possession, she was thankful for it. Amen. She was thankful for where it was located. And Judah began to do her best to develop that land and to make it better for her children. And so did the other nations. And they grew into a mighty nation that the enemy could not take. And they were victorious over their enemy because they had come to a place. This is the inheritance that God has given to me by the casting of lots. It was of God that we have this piece of property. It is of God that we are living here in this parameter, on this legal description of this piece of property. Amen. Do you feel that way tonight about what you have? Praise God. Do you feel that way about what you have tonight? I forgot, I'm preaching to the young people. All the rest of you are just supposed to listen in. You know what? If you say amen, it'll be all right. Amen. All right. God bless you. Amen. Help me out just a little bit. Amen. It's so very, very easy as you go through life to say, well, this isn't fair or that isn't fair. And I've been given this lot in life. Oh, friend, I'm telling you what. If we'll just understand that God wants us to take what we have and do the very best with it that we can. Because we have no control over tomorrow. We have no control over our future. We have no control over the next 5 minutes. Amen. If God decided to take us, we would have to go. Amen. We have no control over it. But there is one thing that we do have control over, and that's how we view the things that God has given to us. Well, praise the Lord. Amen. Do you have a car tonight? Are you thankful for it? Amen. Or are you jealous of somebody that's driving a better car than you have? Do you live in an apartment? Amen. Or do you despise somebody that lives in a house? Amen. I remember living in apartments for 17 years before we got our very first house. Amen. And I'm telling you, I was very thankful for every one of them that I had and left it in better condition than when I found it. Amen. Because I felt like God had given it to me. I felt like it was a blessing from heaven, and I felt like it was my lot to go that down that road. Others were living in better places, and I was not living in as good a place as them. But my friend, if you can't change it, just be happy with it. Praise God. And if you can change it, change it. Work hard to change it and do the best with what you have. Amen. And so the casting of lots, amen, comes down to us in this respect. Amen. That you and I neither do. None of us have control over our future. We have no control over our tomorrows. Amen. And what we are given tomorrow has been given to us already by the Lord. Amen. This lot was the light of direction for the people of God, and they accepted its results as from the Lord. Amen. Thank God we have been given a light from the Lord that gives us direction from God. Amen. We have the Holy Ghost tonight. Thank God for the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I'm going to look at that here just a little bit here tonight. But we also have a word from the ministry tonight. Praise God. We have the Word of God. We have the Spirit of the Lord. Amen. We have ministry in our life to shed light upon our situation. Amen. You're not going to find the will of God just by flipping a coin. Amen. You're not going to find the will of God, heads or tails. We're going to do this or we're going to do that. Oh, no, my friend, I'm telling you, if you will acknowledge the Lord in everything, He will direct your path. If you will acknowledge Him, if you will check in with God, amen, if you will ask the Lord, Lord, help me in this decision in my life, it will go one way or another, and it is up to the lot that the Lord decides to give to us. Amen, and we can be thankful for that. John chapter 16 and verse 13. Howbeit when He, the Spirit of truth, is come, this is the Holy Ghost, He will guide you into all truth. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. How's He going to lead us into all truth? 1 Corinthians 1 and 21. For after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God. Everybody said it pleased God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. For the Jews require a sign, and the Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness. Amen. We don't go after signs. We're not looking at the horoscope. Come on, somebody. We're not playing the cards to see what it's like. We're not looking at where the stars are tonight to see what's going to happen tomorrow in our lives. We're not looking for a sign. Oh, no. We're looking to hear the preaching of the Word of God. Thank God for the preaching of the Word of God, that by the foolishness of preaching, not foolish preaching, but the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. What a ridiculous thought to think that a man could take some stones and cast them into the lap and it would be of God. Why, he's just a man, and the man that's holding the lap is just a man. And these are just stones. How could this be a spiritual thing where we cast the lots and it is of the Lord? I'm telling you what, friend, if it's of the Lord, it's of the Lord. Amen. Amen. If it's of the Lord, you can whittle sticks and your cattle will be ringstrake, speckled and spotted. Amen. If it's of the Lord, you can take a rod and throw it down and it'll become a serpent. Or you can hold it over the water and the waters will be parted. Don't look at the person and don't look at the method. Amen. But look at God. Well, praise the Lord. I'm telling you tonight, there are many, many times I've gotten the Word of God from preaching. And I thank God for the preaching in my life. It has molded me and shaped me into what I am tonight. Praise God. Young people, hear this tonight. Hear the pastor tonight. We've got to understand the value of the preaching of the Word of God and having the Holy Ghost in our lives. We cannot get up tomorrow and just say, well, I'm going to go through the day and do whatever I feel. Oh, no. That's more like just gambling with your day tomorrow. Don't gamble with your days. Amen. Go through your days with purpose. Amen. I have been given this day. This lot has fallen upon me. I have this to do at school. I have this to do at work. This is the lot that has fallen to me. And so I'm going to do the very best that I can do with what's been given to me. It's the lot tonight. It's the lot. Ephesians 4 and verse 11. And he gave. That's the lot right there. And he gave some apostles. Oh, we don't get to pick our apostles? No, we don't. And some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers. Oh, no. I'm telling you what, I'm going to show you here tonight that it is the Lord that gives us these things. And he gave, God gave. God gave the lot, amen, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith, of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, under the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. From whom the whole body, fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. And this fivefold ministry in verse 8 of this same chapter says that he gave gifts unto men. Amen. It is a gift from God. Amen. To have a God-called, anointed man of God to step into the pulpit and to preach the word of the Lord. Amen. Because I'm going to get something from God. And it is going to be like the lot. It may be down by the Dead Sea, or it may be over by the Mediterranean where it's beautiful and it's lush and all of that. But whatever I have is all that I have. And I've got to work with it and I've got to deal with it. Amen. Because the Word of God goes down into the joints and the marrow. It is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. That's not for my neighbor, that's for me. Praise God. And it's going to show me if I've got pride in my heart. It's going to show me if I've got a hidden sin in my heart. It's going to show me things that I'm not even able to see myself. Amen. And so don't be afraid of the preaching of the Word of God. Thank God for the preaching of the Word of God. Because it is a light for me today. Amen. It is the answer. Praise God. It is the thing that stops contention. Oh, we have contention in our hearts sometimes. Amen. Because of troubles and trials and tribulations that come along. Oh, but if we can just see that God gives us the strength to make it through, if we can just see that strength and understand that He's with us, we can make it through any trial, any tribulation. He said He won't put more on us than we can bear. Amen. It's just the lot that I'm in right now. It's my lot. It has been given to me by lot. Amen. I didn't pick it. It was given to me. And I'm thankful for it today. Praise the Lord. Are you thankful for what you have today? Are you thankful for the blessings of the Lord in your life? Yes, there are wonderful blessings. Amen. We've got a light today. Be happy with the lot that has fallen to you. Amen. Oh, we can look to the greener grass, and maybe we'll be able to figure out down there by the Dead Sea how to grow grass. They've already done it. I've been there, and it was barren, and the ground was full of salt. It's the lake sea has been going down, and it's going down on a regular basis, and it's the lowest place on the earth. But all of a sudden, out of nowhere, a river changed course somewhere in Israel, and it began to flow down towards the Dead Sea area. They really felt like it was a fulfillment of the prophet Isaiah, who said, "The desert shall blossom like the rose." And our tour guides quoted that scripture. As we turned the corner, there was a whole field of fig trees right down by the Dead Sea. And they took the water of that river and they flooded that ground. And they leached all of that salt out of that ground. And they began to plant fig trees right there in the middle of the wilderness. Amen. I know myself and I know people well enough to know that there are some that would say, "Is this all I've got? Well, I don't have anything to work with." But then there are others that say, "There's potential here. There's a possibility here. If I'll look at this and think about it long enough, there's some good here because God gave this to me." And now they're growing figs out of that place. Well, praise the Lord. Amen. You can do an awful lot with a little bit if you just think about it long enough and say, "You know what? It's not all bad. It's not all bad. There's some good here, and I'm going to find the good, and I'm going to exploit it if I can." Praise God. Young people, what you've got to do is bear down. I said you got to bear down and bless your surroundings. Amen. Don't begin to whine about all the homework you've got to do or all the things that you've got to go through. Amen. I was talking to somebody earlier this week. Once you get out of high school, your troubles are not over with. Amen. When you go to work on the job, you're going to have a supervisor that doesn't know as much as you do. And he's going to tell you to do ridiculous things. And you've got to deal with that in your life. Amen. You can't get up and quit every time some pressure comes against you. What you've got to do is bear down. And you've got to bless your surroundings. If you're asked to do something, do it a little bit better than what you've been asked to do it. Well, praise the Lord. You know why? Because it's the lot that's been given to you right now. You can't change it. You can't go another direction because there's nowhere else to go. And so you've got to deal with it. Amen. Joseph, you've got to deal with the chains around your ankle and around your wrist as you go down to Egypt. But Joseph said, "There's got to be some good in this somewhere. This is the lot that has been given to me." Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost here tonight. Amen. This is the lot that has been given to me, and I'm going to do the very best with what I've got. And look at what God did. He began to elevate him. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It's the lot that's been given to us that we've got to look at here tonight. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 11, he said, "Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned," everybody said learned, "whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content." In other words, accept your lot. He learned to accept the lot that he was in. Amen. When he was called, he was a Pharisee of Pharisees. He was a master of the law. And what did God do? He called him to go and preach to the redneck Gentiles who didn't know where Genesis or Revelation was. Never read the Bible, never been to church, didn't know anything about God. And I want you to go and minister to those people. He could have complained and said, I can do a better job over here, Lord. Oh, but friend, I'm telling you, God knows what was best for him. Amen. God knew what was best for him. God knows what's best for us. Amen. He learned to accept his lot and to do the best that he could with what was given to him. 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 8, and having food and raiment, let us therewith be content. In other words, accept your lot. Amen. Be thankful where you are. That doesn't mean you're going to stay there the rest of your life. You can develop this. You can develop this property. You can make it better. You can increase. You can have as much as you can dream for and work hard for. Praise God. Because it is the lot that has been given to you. To one was given 5 talents, wasn't it? To another was given 2 talents. To another was given 1 talent. Amen. Each one had their own lot that was given to them, and it was out of their control. It was in the hand of God. Is this making sense here tonight? I hope it is. Praise God. Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 5, let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have, for he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Amen. When it gets really bad, we've still got the Lord in our lives. And amen, we can still get on our knees and pray, and there is always, always, always another opportunity. Praise God. There is another opportunity down the road somewhere. I remember reading about the soldiers that did the march in Japan when the Japanese had taken over the Philippines and we surrendered. They made our soldiers march for some 60 miles, and they gave them no water. The march took, six or 8 days, and they weren't given any food, they weren't given any water, and it was sweltering heat in that climate there, and they had to march. And if they stopped, they were shot dead. If they stumbled and fell, they were shot dead right on the spot. Many of our young soldiers never made it to the end, but there were some that made it to the end. Not only did they make it to the end, they finished the war, came home to the States, and lived out their lives. And they testified about what happened. One man said, you know what? They asked him, how did you make it the whole 60 miles? He said, I spent my time looking ahead of me and saying to myself, finding a point in the sand or finding a rock or finding a tree and saying, I think I can make it from here to there. And that was his goal, was to make it from this point to that point, because this is all I've been given to me right now. I don't know where the end is, but I'm going to go from that point. And he said, I got to the next point, and I began to look around, and I saw something, and I said, I can make it to that point. And point after another, one lot after another, he made up his mind, I'm not giving up, I'm not backing up. I'm not going to change my course. I'm going to make it all the way to the end of this matter. And he came home and prospered here in America and can talk about it and tell the stories. Others gave up along the way. Others expired by lack of water and food. Amen. But he made it all the way. Is there anybody here tonight that wants to make it all the way? I want to make it all the way, but not just make it all the way. I want to grow. Amen. I want to gain. I want to get more. Praise God. I'm not interested in just taking the lot that I have and say, there it is. Yeah, it's just been sitting out there for years and years. Oh no, I want to take what God has given me and use it and bless it. Amen. And it'll bless me back. Well, praise the Lord. The lot has been cast for us here tonight. Amen. I'm where I'm at because of the mercy of God, by the grace of God. And I think we all, myself included, need to be thankful, amen, for the leadership of God in our lives. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and 18. Sister Reed, would you come tonight? 1 Corinthians 12 and 18. But now hath God set members, every one of them, in the body as it pleased him. Amen. Look around here tonight. Look at your neighbor. I'm not going to ask you to respond to this, but Garrett, when you looked at your neighbor, you looked at somebody that wasn't perfect. When you looked at your neighbor, you looked at somebody that's not perfect. And when we looked around, we saw people here tonight that are not perfect, right? I know, except me, I'm perfect, and everybody else is imperfect, right? No. We're an imperfect group of folks and being preached to by an imperfect person. But we've got something here tonight that is not imperfect. It's perfect. And when we put it in our hand, according to the will of God, and we cast it, it becomes a miraculous direction that we could never get any other way. When we take the seed of the Word of God and we cast it, that's an imperfect man in an imperfect world, casting it upon soil that is not perfect. Some of it's good, most of it's not. Doesn't come to much, but it becomes a miraculous thing that develops because we look at the lot. What have you got? All I've got's a bag of seed. So what are you going to do with it? You know what? I'm hungry. I'm going to eat my seeds. I'm going to have myself a lunch. I'm going to grind it up, make a loaf of bread out of it, and I'm going to have a good old time. What are you going to do after that? Well, I don't know. Why don't you take what God gave you and just use it? Amen. Invest it. Amen. Cast it out. Well, praise the Lord. And my friend, I'm telling you what will happen here tonight. You'll see the hand of God begin to work in your life. Amen. Thank God for the ministry. Thank God for the preaching of the Word of God. Thank God for a lot, amen, that is cast to us. Praise the Lord. No pats on my shoulder here tonight. I don't feel that at all. But there have been times that I preached, I felt like the Lord gave me something, and I began to preach. And I remember one night a young couple came to me and they said, "You said word for word what we were talking about around the kitchen table before we came to church tonight." I remember, I had forgotten about it completely, but many, many years ago, a young lady came to the church, and she's not here tonight, but she came to the church, and we were having special services, I think. And I went over to her, and I began to tell her some things about her life. I had forgotten about it completely and didn't realize that I was prophesying to her. And I began to tell her, "If you don't serve God, this and this and this and this is going to happen." And she left and she didn't respond at all. Many, many, many years went by. I forgot about it completely. And she came up to me and I said, "It's so good to have you again in the house of God." She said, "Well, I'd forgotten her name." She said, "You should know me. You told me everything that's going to happen to me in my life." I said, "What?" I'd forgotten about it. And then I remembered, and it happened. No credit to me, but it's just somebody that took the lot. That's all I've got right here. All I've got's a word of God. Deontay, when you go to work tomorrow, and all of a sudden a scripture pops into your mind, you know why that's there? So you can give it to somebody. You can use it for yourself, but you can also give it to somebody. Amen. And just wait. They're going to be coming along and say, hey, you know what? I felt like the Lord gave this to give to you. You don't have to do anything else. You don't have to act spiritual and get spooky and, you know, roll your eyes up in your head and whatever. No, you don't have to do that. Just be used of God. Amen. And God will bless it. Let's stand together tonight. Let's stand together tonight. Praise God. Let's love the Lord together. Can we do that in Jesus' name? Thank you for what you've given us, Lord. Thank you for the blessings that have come down from you. For all good things come down from above. All the bad things come from the devil and from us. Oh God, all the good things have come down from above, from the Father of lights, in whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. I love you, Jesus. I thank you for the good things. I thank you, Lord, for the lot that you've cast for me in my life. I thank you for the blessings. I thank you, Lord. Thank you for everything, oh God. I thank you for it tonight. And I want to use it for your glory. I want to use it and bless it and promote it and build it up in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Can we give the Lord a hand clap of praise together?